So my name is Tyler Alsop. I've been a lifelong resident of Belleville, Ontario, where I live with my wife, Jennifer, and our three daughters, Olivia, Everly, and Riley. I went to St. Lawrence College for business marketing, and after leaving St. Lawrence College, I was asked to be a part of the St. Lawrence College School of Business Advisory Board. While in college, I also attended the Ontario College Marketing Championships, and after leaving, I bought a home here in Belleville, kind of came back to my hometown after going out to and getting educated in Kingston, and then I ended up purchasing the bike store that I've been working at, which was Doug's Bicycle. I bought that in December of 2012. Owned the bike store for a little over 11 years and just sold it this last July. So that's been a new transition for me. I've been a member of City Council since 2021. I first ran in 2014 when I was 21 years old. So I've had a lifelong commitment to politics. And in fact, my first foray into politics was when I was 11 years old. So I've been in 20 years now. I got involved with the Can't Wait to Skate Committee, which was a committee that was trying to get a skate park located in Belleville. And at the time, I was really into BMX biking, and we were having to travel to different municipalities to use their skate parks. And it was important to me that we get one located right here in Belleville. So got to work on that, and 4 years later, we had a skate park built. And so that was sort of my first, you know, experience with politics. It taught me that when you get involved and when you keep coming back, you can get something done that matters not only to you, but to your whole community. And so that was my my start in politics. Well, certainly as I've been going out and knocking on doors, and we've knocked on thousands and thousands of doors during this campaign, the key issues are pretty clear. You know, people are really concerned about affordability, wanting to make sure that they can put food on the table for their families, that they can pay their bills, that they can pay their rent and mortgages. And that's something that the Ontario PC Party has been laser focused on, which is why when I knew I was going to be running, I wanted to be a part of that party. Because I think Doug Ford and the Ontario PC Party has really done the most on affordability, and still a lot more to do, but we've been working on it very diligently. Also housing, you know, housing is one of the biggest challenges that we have in terms of a lack of supply and a significant increase in demand over these last couple of years, particularly during COVID. So being able to tackle that problem, help getting more homes built, working towards that 1.5 million homes target by 2031 is something that's really important to me. And then also, you know, the homelessness crisis, you know, affected by mental health and addictions is something that I really want to get to work on. I'm very passionate about these new heart hubs that have been announced, 19 of them across the province, to help people who are homeless and struggling with addictions to get rehabilitated and treated, get back on their feet and really get their lives back. And in many cases, you know, these people's families feel like they've lost a loved one, even though they haven't passed away. They're just, you know, out on the street and haven't been able to connect with them. So we want to help put those families back together, get those people lifted up and get them back to their lives. So those would be my top three. Well, as I said at the top of the interview, I've really been a lifelong advocate for this community, whether that was as a kid advocating for a skate park or getting on council and, you know, working on the issues of the day. On the police services board, I was really focused on making sure that our officers, you know, had the resources that they needed to keep this community safe. So when I saw that this opportunity would be coming, when I heard that Todd Smith would be retiring, it seemed to me like a great opportunity to get more involved, to work at a higher level, and have a greater impact on the community that I've been advocating for over 20 years, and be able to raise their voices and represent them in Queen's Park. And, you know, as I said, I've got three daughters. My oldest is 4 and a half and my twins are 3 years old. And so, you know, I've got a little bit longer lens on life now and thinking about, you know, what kind of future they're going to have, what sort of expectations they might be able to have for themselves. And so it's really important to me to be able to say to them that during my time, I did everything I could to improve their future prospects, make it easier for them to own homes, improving the healthcare system, improving education for them. And so that's a big part of the reason why I'm doing this is for my own family and for families all across the Bay of Quinte, because I want their children to have, you know, great prospects in life and really be able to become what they want to be in life. And, you know, that starts with making sure that we have the investments and resources right here at home. Well, I think we covered all the major points, you know, other than just thanking my campaign team here, all the canvassers we have, you know, my manager, my CFO. These people have been working around the clock. My manager literally did a 52-hour day the other day. So I'm out here doing it as hard as I can. And, you know, without the support network that we have and the great team here, we wouldn't be able to do it. So very appreciative of them and very appreciative of all the support we've had out in the community. You know, the door knocking has been great. People have been really receptive. And, you know, we call ourselves the friendly city here in Belleville, but I have to say the whole Bay of Quinte has been pretty friendly to us. And we've all so appreciated that over this run.